from the heart of Broadway here on historic downtown Cape Girardeau. I don't remember how to do that anymore. It's been so long.
Yeah, because you said on instead of in.
Did I say on?
Yeah.
In. I'm tired.
It was weird.
It's, what show is this? Tanner Thursday. Because it is Thursday.
It is Thursday.
Thank you, Jesse.
Welcome.
Oh, I'm glad you're here. And I mean that. I didn't mean that sound sarcastic. God damn it. Anyway.
I didn't take it as sarcasm if it makes you feel better.
Until I said something.
Yeah, now I'm concerned.
It's Tanner Thursday. We're here to talk about some very fun things tonight. It's not a serious show, which is good. Because serious shows, I think, make us sweat. This is going to be a fun show about fun things. And this is the show that we were going to do Tuesday, but we didn't because of not fun things, which we will not speak of.
Okay.
Okay. With me tonight to talk about the things that we were going to talk about on Tuesday is the guy that should have been on Tuesday to talk about the things last Tuesday, but couldn't because I didn't show up.
You
That's
are
the
rambling,
five-star
sir.
Man, Asa Gray.
Do I go now? Or
Yeah, you talk now.
Okay.
Hi. It's good to see you. The Big D himself,
Yo.
Dalton Anthony.
Yo. Yo.
I've, Jesus.
My timing's off.
It's
I
literally
apologize.
The greatest yo ever.
Just literally the funniest thing I've ever heard.
Yo,
host of Nerd Up and co-owner of Podzilla 1985, Jesse Kimball down at the end.
What up?
And Lindsay Wolfgang to my right.
Hi.
Lindsay and I are on the splitter together, which is odd. I've never been on the splitter, so I don't.
It was not by design. You're fine. It's okay.
What if it hurts the quality of my voice?
I'm sure it'll be fine. It hasn't messed with anybody else's quality so far.
I've never had an issue with it whenever I'm on it.
Well, you and quality don't really belong in the same sentence.
Unless the word low's in there somewhere.
Ouch.
You asked me to be on. That's how this works.
And Cody's not even here. That's the funny part. You
know? It's true. It's true.
Just wait for somebody else to say it first.
But I mean, I think this is a good show to have like this group of people.
I do too, and I specifically
because we're all hoarders.
Yeah, yes. It's about collecting things. And I actually got the idea for this topic, Asa, when I went to Villainous Grounds on Tuesday, and I was talking to Mary Jo and David, and yeah, it just popped in my head. I looked around at all their stuff, and I was just like, collecting. That's a good topic. We've never talked about that before, and all of us here at this table are big collectors. Especially, I mean, comic book wise, you three, and I'm pointing at Asa, Dalton, and Jesse. Well, we'll get into it. We don't want to blow our.
Yeah,
no,
because you
stop.
Didn't even tell. You didn't even tell us what the topic was. Like you just posted it on Facebook, like right at 9, and I was like, and Dalton was still here as we were watching SmackDown, and I was like, hey, so he wants to talk about collecting stuff. You're going to be on tonight.
Yeah,
because it literally took me a while because it's like I don't really consider myself as like an avid collector of anything, and then I was like. Well, I do have like 7 short boxes worth of comics right now.
I think everybody has at least one thing that they collect. Like one thing that they really, really get into.
I wish I only had one.
It's definitely like this table is definitely a Venn diagram because like comic book collectors, they also have action figures. I have mainly action figures, but I also have comic books. Like,
yeah.
And then like you kind of have a catch-all of everything. And then Lindsay has a catch-all of everything.
That's because what's Lindsay's is mine, and what's mine is Lindsay's.
Yeah.
That's 10 years of collecting together right there.
I'm saying Venn diagram. I'm actually going to say
10
it's a circle.
10 years of collecting together plus
separately.
Before that. Yeah.
Although most of my collection honestly burned in the trailer that we used to live in because my dad, well, the shed outside because it was all in a trunk. Like all my old comics, I had a ton of comics. I had some really good comics. And they were all in a trunk that was kept out in the shed. And when my dad got tired of that shed, he burned it down without consulting me at all, burning all of my collectibles with it. So that was fun. Thanks, Dad.
Mm-hmm. Ugh.
Stomp on the ground.
I'd have so much more action figure stuff if it wasn't for the fact that we sold just everything at a garage sale when I was like in sixth grade.
Yeah,
see,
I
held on to all that stuff.
I wanted to, but like we,
my
there was
mom
literally
let
like,
me.
I just had 3 big boxes of just action figures that I was always playing with.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then like 2 years went by and I kind of stopped because I moved on to video games mostly. Mm-hmm. I guess I grew up.
You need that video game fundage.
Well, and the weird, like for
me
anyway.
Oh, I didn't get to keep any of that money from the garage sale.
What?
No.
Oh, yeah, no. Our rules, if it was our toys, we got the money.
Nope.
If it was our clothes, mom got the money.
Nope.
Garage sale in our family was my parents be broke. They got bills to pay. So we're going to start selling stuff.
I think it went toward, I think it was, ours was, it was supposed to, all that money was supposed to go to a specific thing. Like it wasn't, oh, you know, fire sale because we can't make rent. It was like,
we're going to
okay,
go on vacation.
Yeah, we're going to go on vacation.
Go
or I think it actually ended up going to our first computer that we bought.
I mean, I guess in fairness, we did, after a couple of garage sales, we did go on vacation. I'm just, you know, bitter about losing my stuff. So.
Oh, I was convinced that I lost my Pokemon cards. But my mom, like, when I house sat for him a couple months ago, I was like, hey, you got some stuff in the basement. I need you to go through. It's like, bright red binder. Oh! Cards! I'm still too scared to actually open it up to see, like, what all's in there.
I've only purged twice from my collection. The first time was when my dad, voluntarily purged it for me. Mm-hmm. I was real salty about that because I also had Nintendo. You know what I had? And I'm 99.99% sure that I had it, and I might be wrong, but I'm almost positive. I had a copy of Stadium Events on Nintendo. Because I remember once we started watching, I don't know if you guys remember, there was a time where I was watching the video here at the store the first time ever, and it triggered me because I remembered every single thing about the game.
Well, they did make a bunch of replica copies like back then to sell out to.
I don't know if I don't think they would do a replica copy when the game was first released.
It wasn't long after because people, like, they did it for the Nintendo World Tournament. I could be wrong about this, but my understanding was the game was created for the Nintendo World Tournament.
No, Stadium Events was a game.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That was a game.
I know, but I thought that it was first like made for, and I thought that was the one that was.
I don't think Stadium Events was ever on the World Championship.
No, really? Stadium Events was that one that came with the run pad the first time.
Well, there was also Track and Field.
Was that too?
Okay. Yeah,
because Track and Field was the
confused very often.
Because Track and Field was the run, like that was the one that had the mat.
Well, they both
because we'd sit on the floor and we just did this.
Yeah, it's just Stadium Events. Like when I watched the video, I very specifically remember the characters and the animations, and I just remember I remember saying to myself, "Okay, that's that character. Next is going to be this character." And if that's true, then Stadium Events unboxed is still worth quite a bit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Dad burned it. Along with, I know it doesn't matter to anybody else, but I had Spider-Man 2099 issue number one, like the first series, which is also probably worthless, but I loved it.
Yeah, this is one of those things like the number one isn't worth a lot, but the first appearance is.
Mm-hmm. Was there appearance before number one?
For Spidey 2099?
Yeah.
Is that what you, yeah. He appeared in, it was an amazing Spider-Man book. He went to the future. And there's Spidey 2099.
And then he ended up getting his.
And pretend I'm stupid because I really don't know much about Spider-Man's comic history, so you guys can teach me. And I'm being completely legit here. How many Spider-Man 2099 runs have there been?
A lot.
Yeah.
Like, cause the one I had was in probably early to mid 90s, somewhere in that range.
I think the current Spidey 2099 going is, technically volume 5.
Cause I know they canceled that book, the one that I read.
Yeah, it's been like canceled and brought back several times.
Yeah, there's been a bunch of number ones.
But you're saying that there was a Spider-Man appearance before the very first run of his own series.
Yeah. Yes. Okay. Most, that's what I wanted to clarify. Actually extremely rare for a character to be debuted in their own solo book. Most of the time they debut in another book, like another related book, and then they appear in their own one.
Like even Spider-Man. Superman was Action Comics, right?
Batman was Detective Comics. Yeah. Spider-Man was Amazing Fantasy.
Punisher was Spider-Man.
Yeah. Yeah.
Nightwing was Teen Titans number 43 Judas Contract that I saw at a trade show like 2 months ago or a month ago and I didn't buy.
Yeah, that was the one where you spent, where the whole reason we went was because Dalton collects action figures and hey, they'll have some cool stuff. I need a ride. Okay, I'll go up there, maybe I'll see something neat. This character spent $2.
Sleep.
So when I dropped 60, but I still count that as a win because the thing that the 7 things that I bought that had that for $60, I saw bundled together for $110.
Oh, did you ever buy the really big item that comes?
I don't know what you're talking, like the Tecmo, like I told Jesse on Nerd Up, I don't play sports games, so I haven't bought Tecmo Bowl.
I have the one on, Nintendo and Super Nintendo, Dalton, if you want to borrow it.
No, we're not making the Cody bit right now. I've played Tecmo Bowl.
Oh, I also have Ghostbusters on Nintendo if he wants to borrow that. I don't recommend it though.
He should probably watch the movies first.
Yeah, he would probably be confused by the games if he doesn't watch the movies.
All right, so Shannon, I think I know what you may have had.
That's a sentence that I know, you don't know what came before could be really bad.
That sounded terrible for the Stadium Events.
Yeah.
Apparently the reason it's really rare, and like somebody's probably listening to this thing and duh, it was
more than likely.
It was recalled in 1987. And then it was re-released as World Class Track Meet.
I think you're right.
And World Class Track Meet is the same game, but much more widely available. They recalled it specifically to rebrand it.
You see, that was the part that confused me because I remember the game, but I don't remember the name. Like, I don't remember having a game called Stadium Events, but I remember the game Stadium Events.
Right. So,
that eases my pain a little to know that my dad didn't just torch like $1,000.
And I hope you know that's why I did that.
Does it make me feel better?
Yes. It wasn't like to prove my point or anything. Like, I legitimately wanted to.
That was just a happy side effect.
Yeah.
Mine weren't nearly that tragic. The worst my mom did was one year I didn't want to put stuff in the yard sale. And I was little enough that she's like, you're putting stuff in the yard sale. And when I wouldn't put anything in it, she threw a bunch of stuff in it and sold my favorite stuffed cow. And then I cried as I watched it leave with some other little girl.
Yeah, I mean,
are you comparing a stuffed cow to stadium events.
I love that cow.
Well, she said it wasn't as bad. It was just upsetting to her. But no, like the stuff that we got rid of, my mom would never get rid of anything that was really dear to us, like anything that we really liked and were actively playing with. But like once we moved on to the Nintendo 64, she did sell. And same thing with the Super Nintendo. We moved to the Super Nintendo. She sold her NES. And, I mean, all of our games with that, including, like, all the Mega Man games that came out for it, a bunch of other, like, NES, like, just really good titles. She sold her Super Nintendo once we got an N64, and that one we had all three Mega Man X games. We had Rock and Roll Racing. We had a bunch of games that come into the store here now, Gaming Grounds, 709 yeah. Broadway, for all your gaming needs.
You pre-order there, and special order.
Yes. I see these titles come in that I had when I was a kid, and they're now selling for like $100 to $200, and I'm like, why? Yeah, why, Mom?
And I guess you guys probably get that same feeling from comics, but I never really collected comics, or at least all the comics that I had burned in that trailer. Literally, they burned. So I don't remember what I had other than the Spider-Man 2099. I had the whole Maximum Carnage run, like in actual individual issues. I had a bunch of X-Men comics, but I can't really tell you individual ones except for the one where Magneto pulls the bones from Wolverine because that's my favorite. But video game wise, I remember every single one I had. So I'm like you. When I see Dracula X come in for 180, I'm like, had that game for like 60 when it came out new. Wild Guns, $250 game. Had that game when I was a kid. So many games that I had and gave away or just tossed.
And then didn't know. Like, one of the ones that I recently found out about that I didn't even know was a thing. Like the Clay Fighter 64 and 3/4. The
Blockbuster.
The Blockbuster edition. Exclusive Sculptor's Cut. I didn't know that was worth a ridiculous amount of money. Yeah. I had that.
I did too.
Yeah. Cause I bought it from our Blockbuster. Cause I did too.
I loved that game.
It's one of my favorite fighting games.
Cause that was actually one of the times where every like other week I would get to rent a game. And there was like a month straight or like a month worth of trips that I would rent that game. Cause it was just so much fun.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then so eventually the one time I was like, okay, I want to rent this. And my mom was like, you've rented this every time. Here. And she bought it for me.
That's what happened to me with Ghostbusters.
It was the Blockbuster exclusive one.
See, mine, they just had like they had the extra copies of the game that were just for sale really cheap.
Yeah, the PVs.
It was actually the first game that I bought with my own money, because it was $7. Mm-hmm. And I was like, worth it. I put way more than $7 into this game.
Yeah. And that was the logic. My mom was like, I could buy it for like, I think it was probably like 15 or something like that, like something low.
And now it goes for $200 to $300 normally. Mm-hmm.
And that's I also got Ocarina of Time that way. Not nice. Like me buying it like the way you got your Clay Fighter. Mm-hmm. I had rented me and my little brother rented that game to try and beat it, and people kept like overriding, like other people would rent it in between and they would override our save file. And at one point my mom didn't realize that we had kept it late. We racked up like a $300 late charge on it.
Ouch.
How late did you keep it? Now?
Believe it or not, because I have some experience, getting a $300 late fee is pretty common. That's why those places go out of business.
Especially, like, this was one of those, like, the video store in my hometown, it was called Showbiz Video. It was literally right next door to where I lived, and their rental was $2.50 a night. Mm-hmm. Like, you had to have it back by 5 p.m. the next day. And, it was like each night that it was late, another $2.50. Mm-hmm. So yeah, it racked up pretty quick.
But you still held it for like 6 months.
We loved that game a lot.
I know a gentleman who he rented a game for Pulaski Video. His name was Kirk Waters. And, he rented that game in 2003, 2004, and it's still out. And if you go to this video store in Pulaski, Illinois, and you look above the door, there's a list of people that are overdue. They actually put names up and amounts.
It's their wall of shame.
Pretty sure he's in the tens of thousands at this point.
I feel like they're only keeping it going just as a joke.
It's apparently an old man that ran the store. He's probably dead by now, but he never went after people for it, but he would put their name up. So a lot of shenanigans there with people renting under false names and stuff and just keeping it forever. Like this Kirk Waters gentleman, who I don't know. I then found out later that my ex-girlfriend Holly had a friend named Kirk Waters. And I was like, you better never go to Pulaski.
Everybody knows your name in Pulaski.
Everybody knows your name in Pulaski. And the game was Way of the Samurai 2 on PlayStation 2.
Worth it.
Totally worth it.
Totally worth $10,000.
The only thing, I never got anything cool from Blockbuster, by the way. I bought one game from them once. It was Final Fantasy X on PS2, and it didn't work. And the only other thing is, there was this movie I wanted desperately. It was called A Tale of Two Sisters. It's a South Korean horror film,
movie.
Which was remade as The Uninvited
in
America.
Which wasn't as good.
It sounds like a porno version of Charles Dickens' Tale of Two Sisters.
I was about to say, of any movie,
no.
It just sounds like a porn.
No,
this
was not even close.
Yeah, this was a ridiculously sad ghost story type thing. And they finally had it at Blockbuster, and it was at that time where they said, if you rent a movie for so long and you keep it, we'll just charge you for it, and you can have it. So I went and I grabbed the movie. I took it up and I said, I literally looked in the person. I said, I'm never returning this. Can I go grab the case for it right now? And she's like, go for it. So I grabbed the case. I was like, thank you. And I never brought it back. And I bought it a week later, maybe 2 weeks later. I saw it at Walmart, the uncut version for cheaper.
Ah, yep. I remember.
Ow.
Yeah.
that's back before the days of the internet
life. No, I had internet.
Well, I mean,
it wasn't
like,
fast internet. He wasn't being
it wasn't one.
Amazon.com.
You couldn't find it. He
yeah,
looked.
And by the way, our internet at the time was satellite.
Uh-huh.
Where we literally, Bob and I went outside with Chad with axes and cut down trees in our backyard to get a better signal.
True story.
I like that story.
Chad
showed up with a chainsaw and was like, let's do it. And Bob was like, no. And he just rips the sleeves off his shirt and grabs an axe in each hand. He's like, we're doing it this way.
There was no sleeve ripping.
Maybe that part is in
there. Was some like hand ripping because you guys didn't use gloves.
We didn't. And the tree also almost fell on top of the house.
Uh-huh.
And then Bob would have been really sad because then he couldn't look through the blinds.
No, Bob didn't live there. He just wanted to hack down the tree.
I also just feel like Bob, anytime he goes to the house, his first thing he does is just looks through some blinds.
I don't
know
if we could afford blinds then. It was a trailer.
I mean, there weren't very many places to look, really.
Most of the windows had air conditioning units in it.
Unless you wanted to look
at
fields.
Yeah.
If I remember correctly, Bob then picked the entire tree up with his hands and threw it across the yard. But that might not have happened either.
No.
Yeah.
No.
I mean, Bob is
a charging platoon of goblins.
Bob is significantly stronger than you would think he is.
Oh, he's real strong and fast. Yeah, but that's a story for a different show. On the subject of collecting, I want to go around the room here and let's talk about our collections, what we have and what we're proud of. That way, the people that are listening to the show that don't have as much as we do can feel blessed for us, knowing that we're hashtag blessed.
Sensing a lot of jealousy in this room. It needs to be turned into gratefulness for my blessing. Oh, now I'm mad.
Was that Creflo Dollar or was that other guy?
No, that was that legitimate one that was like, I bought a jet.
Cash, and then
I bought another one.
Are you saying Creflo Dollar's not legit? He's as legit as that
His
guy.
Name is Creflo Dollar. And yes, you're right. The legitimacy is the same. The other one has an actual name. Creflo Dollar. Let me say it one more
time. By the way, his name is really Creflo Dollar.
Oh, was that his
I'm
Christian
sure it is
name?
Now.
Yeah, I've looked it up. His name is legitimately Creflo Dollar.
That's his Christian name.
That's
Ultimate Warrior's name was Ultimate Warrior. So
it's just Warrior.
No, it's just Warrior. He didn't
Warrior. Yeah, that's true.
He couldn't afford to get the Ultimate.
He wasn't Ultimate at a point.
He stopped being Ultimate.
Let's start with you. You're a big comic book collector, and you've got figures.
See, and that's the thing, is like I really need my roommate on the show, because Wyatt has...
Which I think he replied to our comments, right?
Yeah, because he's
so
like...
We'll get to comments in a little bit.
And he even said something like, I have a modest comic book collection. I'm like, no, you don't at all. Nowhere near modest.
Tell us about his comic book collection.
Because he's been doing it way longer than I have, and he's a huge Marvel guy. Like, he actually has, like, tattoos around his legs, like, around his calves of, like, heroes and villains on one leg. Or heroes on one leg, villains on the other.
Now, feel like the more you tell me about this Wyatt person, I feel like I would get along with him real well.
You probably would.
He seems like a
super
really
nice
guy.
Yeah. But so he has – because he took over the living room for a few days, which is fine because I never am in there, to like kind of reorganize his collection. And he has
comics
just
everywhere, I'm assuming.
Like long boxes. Like for – I have – like I said, I have like 6 or 7 short boxes. He has double that, but long boxes.
Dang.
Like, you can look into his room, and because he keeps them covered for the most part with blankets because of our illegal furry roommates.
Billy?
That hang out.
Sorry, Billy.
You heard that one from here.
I don't think that's what he meant.
Somewhere his tail twitched.
But they have
his ear just went.
But it's literally like as tall as I am, like the stack of boxes.
Yeah.
And he's got some really cool stuff because like, anytime I hear news about like Marvel, and I don't immediately see Jesse, I'll ask Wyatt about it because he keeps up with that. So I was asking him about some like Inhumans versus X-Men stuff. I think I was asking him about, Death of X.
Mm.
And I was like, yeah, I kind of think this is stupid. I don't like the whole Inhumans are kind of slowly replacing the X-Men thing. And he's like, yeah, on principle, I don't like it. but it just keeps making the value of these old Inhumans books that I have go up, 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 and up.
So he looks as an investment.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which I don't know if
soon.
I don't know if he'd
Inhumans
ever really.
Inhumans are coming crashing soon.
Yeah. Well, and I don't know if he'd ever actually really want to sell them as much as just like, I have this thing and it's worth this, so that makes me happy.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know,
I know
if
that
he's
feeling.
Actually. Yeah.
I got a couple things. We'll get to them.
Cause he's got a lot of Inhumans and a lot of old school Doctor Strange stuff. Cause Doctor Strange is just one of his all time favorites.
Nice.
But yeah, so he's, the most comic book collecting person that I know. I have, like, my collection just started on the New 52. Like, I would get a handful of, like, random comics when I was growing up. Like, mom would buy me, like, a single issue of something, but it was never really enough to even, like, fill out entire arcs.
Mm.
Like, I found, when I went, that same time I got my Pokemon cards back, I found a handful of Paul Dini detective comics from, like, anywhere from 2004 to 2007, because I was in high school.
Mm-hmm. Why does the name Paul Dini sound familiar to me?
Executive producer, main writer of the animated series.
Okay, yeah, yeah. And Tim, I'm sorry,
Bruce Tim. Bruce Tim.
I'm sorry, it's just if I didn't get these names out of my head, it's going to drive me crazy.
Yeah, Bruce Tim did writing and a lot of the art.
Yeah. Yeah. So, but those, I mean, I even looked them up. Those aren't worth anything. I just think it's kind of cool to have a Paul Dini.
What do you like books. To collect? Like, what's something that when you see you need to get?
Right now it is comics, like variants and stuff. Like I'm having to slow down just because of, I had a $40 week last week. That's just 1 week. So
that's partially Villainous Ground's fault for being so good.
But I mean, oh, if we're just having a selection of stuff.
Yeah. And for being so nice and making you want to buy things.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And again, it's like, it's never like I feel obligated to buy it because they pulled it for me. It's just like,
no pressure.
Oh, well, here's this thing that I do want it. And the itchy part of my like, what if? Issue number 4 of Titans, this isn't going to be like a $600 book down the line, like,
mm-hmm.
But the variant looks pretty.
Mm-hmm.
It's the one thing I'm really grateful that Tim Sale is doing all of the variants for Batman, because that keeps me from having to buy any variants of Batman.
Yeah, those variants are so awful.
Oh, it's so bad.
Like, Tim Sale just needs to quit.
But did we know that Ninja Turtles Batman crossover was going to be as rare as it was? Because I don't think it's super rare, but wasn't it
no,
issue
not
two?
At all. It was
like incredibly
issue
hard.
Issue 2
to
was the hard one, yeah.
Issue 2 is the one that I had to go through.
Special order.
Yeah. I think I got it through eBay. And I spent way more than I should have, but I have it. And it was good, and I regret nothing.
I bought the hardcover of that, like Dalton did.
Yeah.
I still haven't read it, though.
You need to read it. It's really good.
Well,
it's
really good. I told David and Mary Jo of this up at Villainous Grounds on Tuesday, I think it was, mm-hmm. that all the comics I bought there, I've only read like 3 of them.
They're all still sitting in the bags by the computer because he's busy. Because
I'm busy, and I don't have time to sit down and read them usually.
I think I've read more of your comics.
And I really want to because I have 2 entire Dark Souls series to read through, one and a half Godzillas. I just picked up a King Conan set at the mini-con that was at River Campus. I have a bunch of comics to read, and
my advice to you.
I finally got caught up.
Like, start reading them before it becomes a daunting task.
Before I look at all of it and go, ugh.
Yeah. And like,
cause Final Fantasy just came out.
But, cause that has happened to me before. Like, this was back in like the New 52 days and why I stopped buying for a little while. I had so many books there to read. Like, I probably had, 50 or so books just sitting in a backlog to read, and I'm just sitting here thinking like, my God, let me pick out the Batman.
And that's why I stopped watching Supernatural, because it got to a point where I skipped a season because I was kind of, it was right after the Leviathan stuff that I was just sour.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't really want to watch. And after, you know, spoiler alert, if you're just now watching Supernatural, Bobby died. And I was very much I don't know if I can keep watching this now.
Mm-hmm.
And now there are so many seasons that I don't want to watch the rest of it.
Because there's just so season. Much.
It got better, but it never got as good
as. It's very convoluted at
the first
moment.
4.
But when I think about how many hours of TV that is to watch, mm-hmm. I just kind of go, I can't. It's like,
I mean, I did it.
You
I binged
did.
It.
Yeah, but now I don't have anybody to watch it with.
And I mean, I'll watch it again.
I hate watching something twice. That's like, I tried to get Allie and CJ and everybody to watch Daredevil season 1 because they haven't seen it.
Mm-hmm.
And we watched the first episode, but I was just like, man, I don't want to watch this again. Even though it's a great series, I just don't want to watch it again. I still haven't seen Jessica
have
Jones.
Problem.
I haven't seen Luke Cage.
I haven't watched either of them yet.
Oh, God, you guys really need to.
Yeah. But I watched goddamn American Horror Story season 6.
And I don't know why.
That was curiosity that turned into obsession. That turned
because I gave up on it. This like I couldn't. I couldn't.
Yeah, finish it was my white whale. It really was.
Yeah, I couldn't finish it. It was so bad.
It really was.
It's so bad.
I remember Lindsay being upset that we didn't watch it together at first, and then it started to turn about halfway through the series, and she was just like,
"Well,"
she just wiped her hands like, "Woo, dodge that bullet."
Yeah, it's just one of those things that I wouldn't watch by myself anyways.
You shouldn't watch it in a group either.
No, you just shouldn't watch
it. Just don't watch it. How does it keep getting funded?
Cause I've had to break myself of that habit because I did it with The Arrow. Like last season of The Arrow, I actively disliked watching it, but I
kept
doing
it.
Yeah.
Like every week a new episode would come out and I was like,
maybe this time will be better.
And then, you know,
and it wasn't
complete opposite of The Simpsons. The Simpsons, I stopped watching after like season 14 or 15, and I would occasionally catch an episode. I've been watching the marathon every time I get a chance, and we're up to episodes like 300 to 400 to 500 that I've never seen, and I'm watching it going, this is still funny. Like, why did I actively avoid this? I'm still laughing. This is still entertaining. So
well, I think, I don't remember if it was you or Jesse that, cause I talked about like, I was never someone who super soured on The Simpsons. But then again, I was never like super into The Simpsons, like during
its
peak.
Kinda.
Like every time it was on, I would watch it and I enjoyed it.
Yeah.
But like there was a brief time, especially when like Family Guy got super popular, that they were like, well, I guess we have to do that now.
Yeah.
I think it was you because I talked about, cause I remember watching an episode and, Grandpa invited himself to something and Homer's response was, oh great, now I'll kill myself.
Yeah, which it's like, is very un-Simpson-like.
That doesn't seem like a Simpsons joke.
No.
They've strayed away from that now, thankfully. And I think it's funny. Like, I'm happy watching The Simpsons. I know that's not really what we're talking about tonight, but I love The Simpsons.
Well, and then, if we're getting back on track, like, I have the one, I have a couple, like, number ones from New 52. I have a couple of, like, the Rebirth, or I have a bunch of the Rebirth number ones. Cause that's usually, like, my thing is, like, I'll grab a number one if I see it. And then if I like the story, I'll kind of keep going with it.
Yeah.
Which,
by the way, when we were at Villainous Grounds last time, we walked into the DC room because Marvel, there was a lot of stuff missing from the walls because Mary Jo was, I guess, changing stuff and putting stuff up. We walk into the DC room to say hi to her, and the amount of DC
Rebirth stuff is
books,
crazy.
Yeah, I was like, this is overwhelming. And I can't get into
this. And I have probably like 3/4 of that.
That's crazy. Wall. And I assume, Jesse, that means you also have about the same.
Oh, I don't. Like, if I did that, like, I would be completely bankrupt because what Asa buys of Rebirth.
Yeah. It's like free money.
Yeah.
No.
It's imaginary money.
Mm-hmm. Thanks, Toys R Us.
You never have to pay
it's
back.
It's money that comes back and bites you in the butt later.
Uh huh.
But that's later, right?
That's later.
Yeah.
Later. Leave that for future Jesse to deal with.
Future Asa.
It's like the Simpsons episode I watched the other day where Homer's trying to buy a car. I think it was a car. And the guy said, okay, and then after the last payment is the crippling debt. And he goes, but that's not till later, right? Of course. And he signs half.
It's also the, all right, just put your homeowner's thing in here. You are now on your fifth mortgage.
Ouch.
Cause what Asa is buying in Rebirth, I'm buying in Marvel Now 2.0. And like Asa's buying like a couple of Marvel books, I think, right?
I'm picking up Unworthy Thor, but that's only 5 issues. X-Men 92 isn't part of Marvel Now. And I'm still getting that, but I haven't read, I'm like 7 issues back.
I've only read the first 2, but I really want to read it. I have it.
I quit on Amazing Spider-Man because the clone conspiracy started. And I have no interest in reading just the 17 different crossover books. And
yeah, when I saw the list of books involved in Clone Conspiracy, I was like, my God, it's the freaking Spider-Verse all over again.
Yeah, and
there's so many books.
I gave up on Spider-Man a long time ago.
Yeah. I mean, I still love it, but yeah, no, that's a lot of books.
I'm trying to think of what else. I picked up like some of those number ones, but like the Mark Waid New Avenger book, I'm not going to keep that going because it's time travel again.
That old chestnut.
Champions, I liked it, but I think I'm even liking Teen Titans better for what it is.
Like, the first issue of Teen Titans I liked a whole lot, but the first issue of Champions.
Second issue's really good too.
Okay, cool. Yeah, the first issue of Champions, though, the first 2 issues of Champions, I really enjoyed. And also, like, Humberto Ramos is one of my favorite artists. Love that guy. And then Mark Waid is, like, my top three favorite authors.
Yeah. And that's why I'm so disappointed about his Avengers run. Cause like right now, because it's the first one, that one where like they debuted the new Wasp and it was, Lady Thor and Falcon. And then they brought in Miss Marvel and Miles Morales.
Yeah.
And they kind of turned everything into like a romance. I was like, I don't really care about any of this.
Romance is just awkward in media. It really is.
I mean, it doesn't have to be, but at the same time,
is Mary Jane still with Peter Parker?
No.
No.
Damn it.
Well, actually, there is a spinoff story going.
Is Clark Kent still with Lois Lane?
Yes.
No one knows. No one knows.
No, he does. No, he's bought the rebirths.
Because
he knows.
No, they are, because the Clark Kent that wasn't died. So now it's a new Clark Kent from a different universe.
Stop it.
Yeah, Superman's gotten real
weird.
We'll
just go watch Lois now there's, and Clark and ignore the rest.
Now there's a little kid Hatcher. Superman.
There's a what?
There's a little kid
Isn't
Superman.
Is there an Asian Superman?
Totally.
Jim Lee's art.
It's all new Superman.
Oh, that's cold.
You're not wrong.
It's a fact.
You're not wrong.
It's Asa, before we move on to Dalton here, I got a question for you.
Yes.
What is your most prized possession? Like, what is your favorite collectible? Also, everybody else think of it, because I'm going to ask you the same question.
Because, like, I honestly don't even know if I have one right now.
There's not anything that you look at and go, I'm glad I have that more than anything else?
Not really more than anything else. Like, I'm super happy that I got the Indestructible Hulk number one signed by Mark Waid. What else did we get signed? There's another thing that, and now I can't even think of the other book that he signed for me.
It was a Daredevil book, wasn't
it? Yeah,
it
was one of the Daredevil. I think it might
have
been Daredevil.
It was just like a random variant, second printing or something like that.
Yeah, it might have been the number one.
And then we also got to meet Neil Adams, and you got a signed print from him.
Yeah. You know what? It's probably my, and now that I'm saying this, I'm not 100% sure where it is, but it's probably my ticket from WrestleMania 27, because that's signed by a bunch of, wrestlers.
That's awesome. See, I like that.
I really like that. I am super happy with my, because I have the full run that Andrew sold me from the comic strip here in Cape, the full run of Ed Brubaker's Captain America, which was the first appearance of Winter Soldier.
And you got that sexy Sarge shirt.
I do have that sexy Sarge shirt.
That's a collectible right there. It took minutes to make that shirt.
I'm trying to think. I would probably say some of my I think I have almost every issue of Batman New 52. There's a handful of issues I think I need to fill in from Zero Year, because that was right when I moved back to Cape and I had zero money for anything.
Yeah.
Man, I really wish I had, put forth the effort to pull out my New 52 Batman to see what issues I'm missing. Because I know there's, a half dozen I'm missing.
That's the thing. I'm almost at the point where I kind of want to start bribing people and being like, okay, here's all the boxes of comics I need to reorganize. Because some of my boxes have issues just sitting on the top, underneath the lid, because they're too full.
Mm-hmm. All my New 52 stuff is organized.
Mm-hmm.
I just have to open it up and see it.
Dalton, let's get moved to you real quick.
All right.
Because you're sitting over there on your phone. I want to get your attention now.
My phone's sitting down.
It is now.
Yeah, I knew it was my turn coming.
Dalton.
Up. Yeah.
We talked about comics.
Yes.
Let's skip comics with you, because I know you're a comic collector too.
Yeah.
But I know you also have a very extensive toy collection.
Yes. I'm very big into action figure collecting.
So tell me about your action figures. Why do you like to collect action figures?
It's something that I've always enjoyed. Whenever I was a kid, I always enjoyed getting action figures. I was never really big into Hot Wheels or anything like that. I always got the,
Who was? Seriously, who liked Hot Wheels?
I had Hot Wheels, but I wasn't
When I was really, really little, I loved Hot Wheels.
I had Hot Wheels.
I loved getting sets where you could just send the car through the loops and stuff like that.
Yeah, I like the tracks, but it was always okay, this is great for 20 minutes and now I'm bored.
Right.
It's taking up too much room, so the Ninja Turtles have to fight around them.
I had a train set. My parents got me a train set for Christmas one year, and I thought, I woke up and I was like, oh, this is the coolest thing ever. We sat it up, and then the train went around the track two or three times. And I was like, done with this.
I had a Thomas the Tank Engine, just giant. There were these wooden interchangeable tracks so you could build your own.
My brother had the same thing.
There were buildings and stuff you could do. That was awesome. I actually kind of missed those.
But thanks to video games now, play SimCity.
My dad actually had a model train set. He made, a whole landscape for it, had mountains and stuff like that going around it. All the papier-mâché stuff had tons of parts and pieces. And I remember that was always one of my biggest disappointments as a kid, was that I couldn't play with his train set.
Oh, I was really hoping the story was going to end with you putting on a Godzilla outfit and just stomping around on it.
Oh, if only.
He would have died?
Yeah, but that
would have.
What a way to go.
My dad would have literally murdered me.
That stuff's expensive. My uncle Jesse had that type of stuff.
That's why it makes it better that Jesse dressed up like Godzilla in this room.
That's headcanon now.
Yeah, that's what really happened. The beating changed your memory that you got. Dalton.
Yeah.
Tell us about your toys.
I started collecting about 4 years ago. I started with DC Collectibles. I think it was actually called DC Direct at one point. But I would get all those, and then I got into Diamond Select Marvel figures, which are, if you're going to buy a $25 action figure, that's your biggest bang for your buck.
I have one or two of those. Yeah, Jesse well, like, got me the Magneto a couple years ago.
Yeah, you have the I know you have the Magneto because I've seen that. All of your Ghostbusters, like the big 7.5-inch figures, that's same company. And then they just started getting kind of inconsistent with theirs, so I switched over to Hasbro Marvel Legends, which are $20 figures. They're cheaply made, but they're able to do so many figures because they just use the same body mold over and over again. If you look at my collection, you can literally see 8 of the same figures, just different paint and different head sculpts.
Like her ponies. The
you
same
leave
figures.
My ponies out of
just
this.
With a different cutie mark.
Or like all of those old Batman figures from the 90s.
Oh, were they just the big
chest?
It's
the exact same. Yeah, it was the Bruce Timm art and everything. Mm-hmm. Just same figure, but like 35 different costumes.
Yeah. So I have my Legends. I also collect my WWE Elites because that was the figures that I always had. I had random superheroes, but the one thing I always had was my wrestling figures. And I think the only one I have from my childhood, I think I have a blue-haired Jeff Hardy somewhere in Perryville.
I just recently got those back from my great-grandma's house after she passed away, and I think I gave them away. Oh. And now I'm like, I had no room for them. It was when I was living in the house that we had bought, and there was no room for them. Because I had the ring, I had a bunch, and I was like, it was like Dudley's, I had Chris Benoit, old school Triple H. I kept Kane. Ooh. I did keep Kane.
Stevie Richards?
But he had the, because we talked about it, that was probably my favorite thing growing up, was the Titantron set, where it had like 6 wrestlers above the top, and they had a metal pin on their feet. And that when you put them, like when you walked them like through the entranceway, it would read like when it was, and it would play like a 15-second loop of their theme.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I have those. The next big purchase I want to get is the Authentic Scale Ring.
Yeah.
Because I mean those things are huge, but they're gigantic, so it'd be hard to get one. Because I'm also really big into like the action figure photography aspect of it, and that's what I do. I mean I've been in the car with Asa and Jesse where I've bought an action figure. And then
immediately opens it up.
It's opened within seconds of me leaving the store.
See, and I don't open. Like the only ones that I opened the New Day because I have them on my computer.
Yeah,
you had that picture of the New Day that was really good because of Kofi and Xavier holding Big E on his shoulders.
Yeah, yeah. Which those Elite figures are very very well scaled to each other, and that sucked. And I mean, I've sat like on my, on the floor of my room. My roommates have walked by with my door open and they just see me standing, like sitting there just posing figures and trying to get them to stand. And that New Day one was a 30-minute ordeal. And that's why I want to get the ring because I really want to do that. But, so mainly figures right now. It's been kind of a lull because we don't live in a good place for the figures I buy.
A lot of the figures we used to get came from Hastings.
Well, yeah.
Which is no longer a problem.
Yeah.
So I'm right now in a lull. I'm really, really happy that David and Mary Jo were able to help me complete my X-Men set of Legends. Because that was, I mean, you guys heard me talk about that thing ad nauseum forever. And I finally have the whole set. I have my Juggernaut. It's so, so awesome.
That's a good Juggernaut. Good.
Yeah, it is.
I really like that Dormammu. I'm jealous of that.
Yeah, and that one I was able to do on my own. And I mean, Asa's been with me many a times. I think the big thing with me in collecting is just the hunt for figures. And there's been many times where Asa and I will go on a Sunday and not find a single thing, but I'll have fun the entire time looking. Once every couple of months, I'll drive to Carbondale. I've been up to St. Louis once or twice to do it by myself, just making solo trips, just looking for stuff. And I mean, even on those, I will never buy anything, but I just really, really enjoy looking for them.
Yeah.
That I don't like online buying. I've done it. Well, the New Day I did because I needed, I had to have those three.
I'm about to just break down and get Chris Jericho.
Yeah, I am too. Cause we don't live in a good area for it. Like the Tri-County area is horrible for figure collecting.
Especially wrestling figures.
Yeah. Cause I mean, that's the one thing, Tito Santana.
Tito Santana. Target's got about 10 of them.
In Cape, yeah.
But they don't have anyone recent. They might have one Daniel Bryan.
Nope, bought the last one. But yeah.
Take that, collectors.
Yeah, got them. Oh, I hate scalpers. Oh, if we get to that at the end, I'll have something to say. We
have gone into that just with so much.
I mean,
so
we could devote an entire show to scalping.
Have done.
Have done before.
But I think if you were to ask me what my prized possessions are.
Dalton, what is your favorite collectible?
It's two of them because it's from the same company, but I have, they're called Hot Toys. Sideshow Collectibles make them, which is a company based out of Japan. But I have two Hot Toys. I have a 1966 Burt Ward Robin, which if anybody knows me, knows that I'm a gigantic Dick Grayson fan. So having that figure is really, really awesome to me. And then I also have the X-Men 3 Last Stand Wolverine, Which, bad movie, amazing suit.
Is that the one you got at Hastings?
When that we was the together? One when we went to Poplar Bluff, yeah. And the reason that those are my prized possessions are because they're imported figures from Japan. But if you're listening right now, as I'm talking, look it up. Just put in Hot Toys and then any superhero you ever want to see. They are hand-painted, hand-crafted figures. The bodies are pretty much the same for the most part. They'll make a couple of different molds. But the head sculpts, anytime skin's shown, it is the most realistic action figure you can buy. They're known as the Cadillac of action figures. And I was able to get both of mine for really, really good prices.
You were, I remember the Hastings trip. You were very excited.
Yeah.
You were debating, but we're excited.
Yeah. I think Wolverine was $250 retail. I got it for $100. And then Robin was originally $189, and I got him for $24.
Wow.
Yeah, that one's nuts.
Yeah. That's a good deal.
It's one of those things that, like, if I was a closed box collector, I could easily flip. Well, Robin, not so much. But that Wolverine, because it's Hugh Jackman, and it looks just like Hugh Jackman, I could easily flip. I could have made my money back and then some a lot on that X-23 one, or the X-Men 3 one.
Right.
But I open box collect everything, so.
Because you're in it for the collecting.
Oh, yeah, I love it so much. How many times have you guys seen me come in with a new action figure that I just bought at Walgreens before I showed up, and I'm, like, playing with it on the counter?
Often.
Yeah.
And he'll frequently say, like, this one's going for $50 online. Play.
Oh, yeah.
See, like, the ones that I have, because I have quite a few now because of you.
Yeah.
Action figures. Like, I have a bunch of the Batman animated series ones that they've recently done, and then a handful of WWE ones. But most of them are still in the box, and not necessarily because I'm gonna like resell them or I want them like closed box. It's just I have no room for them. I'm still buying these things and I have no room for them.
That's why we put a lot of things on the wall with a push pin.
Yep.
You know,
but I keep the boxes to everything.
I do that with my
stuff. Like I have the boxes almost all my figures.
I remember, so, cause I'm, the WrestleMania ticket's kind of cheating cause that's more of an experience. Collectible that I have is the Batman Arkham Asylum Lego set.
Because
I love that thing. It's a big old. Mm-hmm. That was my payment because I helped shoot a wedding.
Oh, right.
And so when we were up in St. Louis, we went to the Lego mm-hmm. store. Because every time we went to St. Louis, we would make a trip to the Lego store. Because I do love me some Legos.
Dalton, go ahead. Give Jesse one.
Get off your phone.
Thank you.
And stop checking it on your watch.
I'm not on my phone.
Speaking of Jesse.
Yeah.
What about you, man? What do you collect?
I have a...
I've been to your apartment. I've seen quite a few things.
Yeah, and my collecting is really just a smattering. Like, I don't have a huge collection of anything, really.
How many steelbooks do you have?
Oh, right.
About to say, fix that
now. Was this a planned bit? Because...
It really wasn't.
No, because he was just...
He does enjoy steelbooks.
Yeah, he was about to say, I don't have a lot of anything. Bull. I've been in your apartment.
All right, so, like, I don't... There's not any one thing that I am, like, a hardcore collector of. Other than maybe, like, even steelbooks. Like, I'm not a hardcore collector.
Yeah, you don't search them out. It's just if you can cross them.
Right, like, if I find one, cool. And if, like, a collector's edition pops up.
Well, what about that chess set? I was very impressed with that chess set.
I do have that chess set. It's almost done. Like, I have two of them.
Counter. Amiibos. I've seen your TV.
I've got him. No,
he's got me beat on Amiibos.
What, by one? Because no one has Palutena?
No, I have Palutena.
Do you?
Yeah.
Yeah, he found one right now.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, I got one at Toys R Us because they got restocked.
Okay, I was going to say, because we went and looked, and it was literally the one empty slot. Like, everything else, there was like 50 of them.
Yep. Yeah, they got restocked on them.
The day he bought one, I messaged him on Facebook because I went to Toys R Us that day, and I was like, hey, Jesse, they have it. Do you want me to pick it up? I already bought one. All right, well, then this is worthless to me then.
And I was just like, thank you very much for, you know, like asking. But yeah, I had bought one. Like, it was the consolation prize when me and Shannon went out to try and find an NES classic. I noticed they had Palutena, and I was really excited. Okay, yeah. I guess, all right, things that I have. Like, unlike Dalton, I don't like action figures because for whatever reason, the points of articulation kill it for me. Like, I find them, like, action figures I don't like to look at.
You don't like the bendies.
Yeah, I don't, like, so I prefer.
I hated the bendies.
But I still want to have, like, cool
things.
Isn't
that when you come back up from scuba diving too quick?
No.
Yeah.
Is it?
That's the bends.
Oh, yep. I'm sorry. I don't know anything.
That's fine. But yeah, so I still want to have, like, cool physical representations of this media that I like. So what is my alternative? Statues.
And let me just be the person that knows the prices on these things really quick. An action figure. What's one of the statues that you have that I'd have an action figure of?
Do you have an Iron Fist?
No.
Spider-Man?
No.
Scorpion.
I do have Scorpion. I do have a Spider-Man statue somewhere.
All right, so Spider-Man statue. That statue probably cost $80, $100.
roughly? Normal? I don't remember, but probably.
Statues usually go about $80 to $100.
Uh-huh. My, a good one.
My, yeah, like a Cota Bahia. My action figure, $20. Mine's the cost effective collecting.
Yeah, but I gotta agree with Jesse. I also don't like action figures for the same reason, because I'm not gonna play with them.
Right.
I'm not gonna play with my action
figures. It's gonna be on display.
So I like a good pose. Having that option to pose them myself.
How many times in the group chat have I been like, starting reorganizing my shelf, 3 hours later, finally finished it.
Yeah,
because it's a bookshelf.
But the ones that are posed always look better to me. Because they're posed. Because they're not like, I didn't move them to this awkward position. They're posed how they're supposed to be posed. They look good.
So,
also heard that. I don't know.
It gets expensive. I've managed to get most of mine like pretty cheap, or I've found them at like yard sales, secondhand. They've been gifts, things like that. The amiibos, I do have every Smash amiibo that's been released so far.
That's just what I meant. I didn't.
Yeah.
Which I don't. He's got me beat on the Smash amiibos, but I do have the Mario Brothers and the Kirby set too.
Cause and Animal Crossing.
And Chibi Robo.
Yeah, they were running a sale on.
Managed
to grab one of those for you guys.
You did.
But yeah, no, I have the Super Mario Brothers amiibos just because we ran across a deal Shannon and I did. They were like, buy one, get one free.
Yeah.
Like one holiday for the Super Mario Brothers one. So yeah. I was like, and they had them all.
And we have the gold and silvers.
Yeah.
From when they were actually rare. Now they're not because they re-released the gold for sure.
Right. Yep. So now I just kind of want to offload them. Like, all of my Super Smash Brothers ones are out of box. The only other amiibos that I have that are out of box are the, just the Splatoon amiibos. Like, I got the Splatoon 3 pack and I took those out of box. Everything else, like, and this is like 7 or 8 amiibos that are in box. The rest of them are all Smash ones. I don't want to think about how many that is or how much money I spent on them.
it's staggering.
Yeah. The chess set that Shannon was talking about. So years ago at Marvels and Legends, they had these really cool chess pieces that were Batman. Like, they were all Batman themed. I was like, man, these are awesome. And they had chessboard for it too, like just a really cool little chessboard. And I remember for my birthday one year, Katie got me the chessboard and like the first set, which is the Batman and Joker figures. So I tried to finish that collection. That one's going to be a while before I finish that set. I'm about 6 pieces away.
And they're probably super pricey pieces.
Because one of the pieces that I'm missing is Harley Quinn.
Yep.
Especially now.
Yeah, Harley Quinn is like, I've tried to find it on the internet. It's still about $60 for a Harley Quinn chess piece.
Jeez.
And these are really cool because they're all hand painted and they're really neat. Like, if you guys want to look up what I'm talking about, they're the Eagle Moss chess sets. You can subscribe to a couple of them now, just not that original Batman run. They have Justice League, but they don't have Batman anymore. Then I did subscribe to a Marvel chess set, and that one's complete. I got the board for free for subscribing, and then it was a monthly charge of like $25 a month for several months. Got me all of the figures.
Hmm.
So I do have that. I also have a comic book collection. Mine's pretty similar to Ace's in that it only really goes back to the New 52. All of my comics before that, misplaced, we're going to go with that, in that my dad sold them all.
Well, they're not misplaced. He purposely placed them in someone else's hand and took money for it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
As they placed money in his.
Because I remember, like, it's kind of a long story that's pretty funny, but the short version is my dad had, like, 6 6-foot long boxes that combined mine and his comic books and my mom's as well. And, granted, mine were just a small chunk of, like, kids' comics because, you know, there was a long chunk of time where I wasn't reading anything but, like, the trade paperbacks. I wasn't buying individual issues. And, whenever he moved to Australia, he needed money to pay for that ticket, so he sold all 6 long boxes. And that did have some really, really good stuff in there. Like, a lot of first appearances. Like, I'm pretty sure he had Amazing Fantasy 15. He had, which was the first appearance of Spidey.
Yeah.
That he had, like, bunch of just Silver Age golden titles. Like, pretty sure he also had the the Death of Gwen Stacy. I'm pretty sure he had the original, like, Death of Superman run. Like, lots of really good stuff, and there was worth a whole bunch of money. I'm sure that paid for it, like, easily paid for a ticket to Australia,
right?
Even though he unloaded them quick because we tried to go down there and get them, and they were gone. He didn't tell anybody.
It was hot. It was pricey.
Yeah. So my stuff goes back to New 52. I do have, like, some really cool number ones in there. I mean, nothing like super crazy, but like a couple of good things. Like I've got the Batman number one. It's actually the Ethan Van Sciver variant print. And that one actually is one of my, like to answer part of that question, it's one of my prized collectibles. And it goes back to what you were talking about earlier, where you're just like, you know, I like having something knowing it's worth money.
Yeah.
There for a brief period of time, like a span of a couple of months when the Scott Snyder New 52 Batman run was getting really, really hot, that variant print was going for $250 to $300 on the internet.
Wow.
And I almost moved it. I was like, oh, but no, I don't want to.
That's the struggle of every collector. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So yeah, it's still like, it's on display in my living room. But it's not like, I don't want to sell it. It's still worth a bit of money, like 50, 60 bucks, but man.
You missed the bus.
Yeah.
You missed the boat on that one.
Missed the boat. If I wanted to unload it anyway.
What's your favorite collectible? What's your prized possession?
It would be between, I've got like that Batman number one. I've got a Daredevil number one that's signed by Mark Waid, like, cause from his run where he basically resurrected Daredevil as a character and made him relevant again. I got that one signed the same place that Asa got his signed. And then, probably, I don't know, cause I do also have a bunch of video game collectibles, just random stuff like a Zelda like and a from, Fire Emblem collection.
But and those are from like, you know, deluxe editions and stuff like that.
But I have a copy of the Path of Radiance, the Fire Emblem Path of Radiance on GameCube in near mint condition.
Did you get that here?
I did.
Yeah.
Well, sort of. I got it from a friend of mine that was coming in to unload some stuff because they just wanted to get rid of it. And yeah, it's mint condition Path of Radiance on the GameCube, which is like a $120 game. So yeah.
Lindsay?
Is it my turn?
Well, I figured me and you could just group in together since okay. It's pretty much our stuff.
That's fine.
We've been collecting stuff individually for, like, I don't know why I had a complex where I would just buy stuff randomly and I just never got rid of it ever. So I have a bunch of stuff.
That's called hoarding.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Pretty much. And, but also.
You can try to walk into my room. It's not going to work.
Well, I think everyone that walks into our apartment immediately looks around and goes, holy shit. Like, this is
you're not wrong. That's what I said the first time. It was so awesome.
It was in awe.
Our living room basically looks like a comic book store.
Yeah. See, well, less comics and more figures everywhere.
A toy store. How about that?
Yeah.
Well, and that's like the difference between like your guys' room and my room, because my room has like a bunch of stuff in it, but it's like if you walk in and you say, oh, holy shit, it's like we need to call someone. you walk into your guys' apartment, it's like, holy shit, this place is awesome. I don't want to leave.
I was going to start making offers on stuff whenever I saw it on the walls. Like, that Undertaker, I can take it off your hands. You'll have some room.
You know where I got that Undertaker from?
Hunter. You told Hendrix. Yeah, because yeah. I made the comment. I was like, that's a sweet Undertaker. And then I saw the one thing that broke my heart because I knew how much it was now.
What's that?
That Turtles 4-pack, the NECA ones.
Yeah.
The ones I picked up at Hastings Forum.
That's one of my prizes. That's so one of my pretty. Favorite collections, the 4-pack yeah. Ninja Turtles, because it's the old red bandanas. Mm-hmm. That's my favorite.
I have your most prized possessions. Like, I have my Shannon's list of his prized possessions where I was just like, I look around, I was like, I would kill somebody to have that.
I posted pictures of it on Facebook a couple days ago in response to Farmer Billy Hills and Austin Lane constantly mm-hmm. posting their pictures. And I'm like, okay, that's cute. Let's rumble.
They have me beat. They have me beat.
They have great collections.
Yeah.
I think I could top Billy Hills just on my Tecmo Bowl that I don't have. Hypothetically. When's it coming in? Hypothetically. You say when's it coming in like I didn't just drive to Toys R Us and pick one up.
You already have
Oh, they have Tecmodrome?
Did you buy any more?
No.
The Tecmo Bowl, rather.
Why would you think that I did?
Where is it, Asa?
I did not buy the Tecmo
Asa, we have to play with it.
Billy has to play with it.
We're gonna build it.
It's in the box in my room underneath the seven other boxes of turtle mega blocks.
Those aren't as important.
We're gonna build them.
Eventually, yes. When I have somewhere to put them. Because
if you build them, because
I know exactly how it's gonna get set up. Is the Tecmodrome goes in the back, and then the rest of them kind of
just buy
like,
a big display case.
But I have nowhere for a big display case.
Fair because enough.
Bolt it to the ceiling.
No.
And then when you're making love at night, you look up at your turtles and go, yeah.
if you ever
the weight collapses and it crushes you,
but you die happy.
You die happy.
It was your collection and the other thing.
Yeah, mostly the collection.
Mostly the collection.
With my collection, if you walk into the apartment and no matter where you look, and I'm very proud of this because we have theme sections. No matter where you look in my apartment, there's something. If you look to the left, or when you first walk in, if you look to your right, there's all my video game stuff. I have a wall full of Super Nintendo collection stuff. I have a ton of systems, but my favorite one is probably I have a Sega Nomad that Donnie Buttleworth gave us or gave me. I've got Dreamcast and all that good stuff. But yeah, that Nomad is like one of the coolest things. And a Game Gear that works. It's a terrible system. then there's your video game collectibles. I got my Godzilla collection over to the right as well, which a lot of that came from Asa. He gave me a bunch of figures for that, which I was very, very happy about. And
that was also from the collection of stuff that I had in my great grandma's basement.
He just brought them to me. You were just like, I heard like, you like Godzilla.
He's like, yeah, I know you like Godzilla. I literally had, again, I have nowhere to put any of these.
So his loss was my gain.
because we had space.
Well, I was just happy to like, I was happy to know that, okay, it's someone who's actually loves Godzilla and like is going to be happy with these as opposed
to just
like
sitting in a
bag in my closet or, you know, to Goodwill or something.
No, it's got a wonderful place.
Yes, it has a good home.
My giant like 3 foot tall Godzilla that I got from the new movie. Just tons of little Godzillas and just everywhere I can find. I got blind box Godzillas. I've got the 1985 figure, which is probably my favorite because obviously 1985 is my favorite movie. We've got the Ghostbuster stuff, including a box copy of Ghostbusters, the movie on VHS, box copy of Ghostbusters 2 on Nintendo. No, it's the game for Nintendo that I have a box copy of.
I gotcha.
It was like when we went to Indianapolis Comic Con. I think you probably got at least like 4 separate pictures from everybody who went because as we split up one day, someone had like a giant table of Godzilla stuff.
Which he sent me.
It was like, I think we all kind of were just like, oh, Shannon needs to see this.
Yeah, that's one of those trips I'm glad I didn't go.
Yeah, because I think I was the first one to send it to him. And he's just, and Shannon was like, don't even tell me how much they are. Don't do it.
He also said that one.
Just don't.
Because I would have texted Lindsay and said, hey, do you have the car? Okay, it's not yours anymore. I just traded it for this thing. I've got a big Mega Man. No, Bomberman figure.
I love that Bomberman.
At the convention that I really, really like.
Is he still wearing the New Day horn?
No, right now he's got a Santa hat on for Christmas.
He's Santa Man right now.
I still remember when you got that because that was the one you got on OMG Con, right?
Yeah.
No, that was Natsucon.
It was in St. Louis. Right, yeah. The one we went to in St. Louis that one time.
Because we didn't buy hardly anything at that one except Bomberman, and I got a Apollo figure from Animal Crossing, yes. And I think I picked up a Pokemon plushie keychain, and that was it.
Oh, we'll get to Pokemon in a second. Don't worry.
Oh, yeah. I know.
Yeah, okay, yeah, that had to have been right, because I remember, because otherwise Mandy would have just bought one while we were at OMG Con.
Yeah, because
I remember
you
made
jelly.
Yeah, you made Mandy real jealous by showing her a picture of that.
Well, I love that, man, and it was only like $20.
And he's adorable.
It's this nice big, and I brought it here to the store for a little while until kids kept touching it, and I was like, gotta go.
Because then you looked at the price to replace it.
Yeah, yeah.
It ain't cheap.
There's a Final Fantasy section that has some cool stuff in it. A
little bit of Gremlins.
I have a bunch of Gremlins toys. I got Simpsons toys, Garfield toys. We have a whole wall of Ninja Turtle stuff. Got the biggest, I thought the biggest collection we had was Sailor Moon because we have just an entire bookcase full of figures and I keep saying figures. I'm sorry.
We have a bookcase and a display case.
Yeah. Figures and comics and movies and games like the Super Nintendo Famicom games. But then, Lindsay, how many Pokemon plushies would you say you have?
Too many.
That's not an accurate answer. I want a legitimate answer.
Oh, it's in the triple digits.
Yeah.
It's easily over 100, 150.
I'd say maybe pushing 300.
A metric shitload.
And honestly, like you, because one of the biggest surprises about Lindsay's Pokemon collection, when you go in and you see all the Pokemon and everything on the wall, you're like, wow, that's a lot of Pokemon. And then you find a closet.
It's stuffed with it.
Then you find another closet. Yeah, it really is.
And there's a plastic bin out in the storage area full of figures that I still don't have.
And in her bedroom, there's ones hanging above the bed. There's ones on the bed. There's ones in the closet. There's ones on bookcases.
I need a house.
So if you're ever playing Pokemon Sun or Moon and you wonder, where do they go whenever they go to the PC?
They go to Lindsay's house.
As plushies.
Well, yeah. I mean, I technically
cannot withdraw them.
I mean, I still have my ranch on the Wii also, and it's full, and that's 1,000 Pokemon. And I have my bank, and it's getting close to being full.
Yeah, we never get rid of anything.
You could fill the bank.
I didn't either. There's
a
limit.
You can.
I didn't know there was a limit.
There's so
Common Core.
I know. No.
Triggered.
No.
I don't think we're playing the game right, Asa.
Either
you're
one of
definitely
them.
Not.
Yeah, seriously.
Anyways, there's a lot, but yes, your bank has a limit. Huh.
I'm really proud of my Heroes of the Storm figures, which
3,000,
Jesse also 3,000 has.
3,000 what says Pokemon in the bank.
Thank you, Hastings.
Yep.
Because it's 30 per box, and there is 100 boxes. Did I do my math
great,
right?
Bob. Googly moogly.
But what's your favorite possession? What's your favorite possession?
So hard. Probably my coolest. I have
Because I know what your favorite thing is. It's bear.
Yes.
She has a bear that you've had since when?
Since it was bigger than me.
You were a munchkin.
Yeah.
You were squirrel bait.
Yeah.
Squirrel bait.
My also, dad used to call me Squirrel Baby.
Also, I do want to rewind. Did you say there were 30 boxes?
Yes. No, there's 100 boxes and you can fit 30 Pokemon per box.
Okay, yeah, no, you're good.
Okay. And when I think, okay, if she has 300 plushies and those range anywhere from $5 to $25, $30.
No, don't play that game. That's not a fun game to play.
Shannon, stop.
Shannon.
Ghostbusters.
Yeah.
Listen, I don't. You know those chess pieces I was talking about?
Yeah.
There were a lot of shipments up to the $25.
I'm still waiting on your answer.
Okay, I was waiting for people to stop talking.
Oh, sorry. It's a talk show.
It's okay. But I have two actual production art cells with their matching drawings from Sailor Moon.
And I think I've seen those, yeah.
And they're both from the exact same episode.
Which episode was that? I'm trying to remember.
It was in season two. It was like the fourth episode in on the Ann and Allen series. It's actually the game where they're in the virtual reality game place.
Yeah.
On it. I have a close-up one of Usagi, and then I have a close-up of the monster of the day that I bought at two different time periods. And the best part is I didn't spend more than $15 on either one, and both of them would be selling for well over $500 now.
You still have those?
Yes. No. 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 What are you doing? They are mine. I might not actively collect my animation art because it's so expensive now because cell painting isn't a thing anymore.
So every time I look at that Ninja Turtle set, that four box, I think that's an Xbox Game Pass right there.
Sailor Moon collection, like prior to 2000s, is worth like four times what it was.
And that's not counting, I say that, but that's not counting my Super Nintendo collection, which I'm extremely proud of because I've got games in there. I have at least five or six games that are worth 300 each. Well, not close to that. I have probably alone in video games, probably $4,000, $5,000 worth of video game stuff.
Which is
staggering when you think, man, I got debt.
I will give you my Xbox One S if you think about getting rid of those turtles. I'll just give you mine outright. I'll go grab it now.
Why are you being a squirrel?
I can't help it. I hear money and trades and I just go, ooh. We'll talk after the show. I'll message you. My prized possession, if I could just say that real quick.
Uh-huh.
I have the Todd McFarlane set of Ultima Online figures.
It's not complete yet.
It's not complete. I need two more, I think.
I know.
And then I'll have the entire set. And we used to sell those at GameStop.
Yeah.
And EB Games. And they pennied out probably, and now they're impossible to find. They're not like really expensive, but I'm such a
big fan
of Ultima Online.
They're ranging between $10 and $50 depending on the style.
But the sentimental value for me.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
Because my absolute favorite thing that I have is I still have the original strategy guide for Ultima Online that
I
had.
It's not in the best shape,
but
you got it.
It's beat to shit, but it's up on my wall. But I've had that thing since I was like 15, 16.
I still have the original red and blue Pokemon guide. It's not together because Wesley ripped it apart, but I have it.
It's the nostalgia, though. It's that you can pick this up and go, man, I was looking at this when I was half my age, and mm-hmm. I've still got it, and I hug it, and, you know, hopefully it'll last longer than me. I'm sure it will. We'll talk after the show. Anyway, so that's us. We got a couple responses on Tuesday that I want to read off tonight of you guys and what you got, and a bunch of friends of the show, and a couple new people, I believe. Let's get into this. We got a couple minutes over. That's fine. Tanner Calvert, Big T. Himself, who couldn't be here tonight. He's getting real close to having that baby. Well, he's not. His wife is.
Sounds like he's not going to have that collection much longer. Because if there's one thing I've learned with my friends that have figures, children and marriages, bust that up.
Time to start getting rid of stuff, making room for that minivan.
Unless you plan on letting the munchkin play with it.
Nope. I will box everything.
We are a terrible generation.
I don't need to have kids.
The Lego movie.
Nope. Yeah. Nope.
We're terrible because I don't think there's a single person here that would go, well, Tanner actually probably would. Because Tanner strikes me very much as the kind of guy that says, I want my kids to like what I like. I want you to see what I have. Mm-hmm. But I think everyone else here at the table would go, nope, that's my stuff. You keep your hands off. You start collecting now. Maybe someday when you're my age, you'll have a collection.
I would be Jesse's dad so hard. That's why I can't have kids. I'm not mature enough. I would punch a child. I would be really upset.
Farmer Billy Hills would. He wouldn't care.
Oh, yeah. He wouldn't care. I'd go full Billy Hills.
Well, because I've also told you guys about like the action figures my dad would buy, right?
Yeah.
He was an inbox collector. So he would come home with like a set of Ninja Turtles toys. And me and my little brother were like, yay, new Ninja Turtles. And then he would pin them to his wall.
Were you talking about the Star Trek Ninja Turtles?
Star Trek ones were his prized collection for the turtles.
Kind of awesome.
There's
a great
SNL skit when Star Wars Force Awakens came out of the collectors of the little kids and the full grown adults with them. That's a great skit. Go watch that.
That really was.
But Big T says, I have a pretty significant Harry Potter collection, ranging from different versions of the books, collectibles such as pop vinyl wands, and a lot of handmade stuff. And who liked that? It's probably Cody. Oh, John Volkerding. Amazing guy, by the way, John Volkerding. What a nice guy. Mimi Sheffer, Prino, says my Sailor Moon stuff in survival horror games. She's proud of. What was the game that she begged me for? Parasite Eve.
Yeah.
I traded her Parasite Eve 1 and 2 on PlayStation for a Pikachu brand 64. You know, that the one that I have in my apartment?
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And that's back when those Parasite Eves were going for like 100 each. Now they're not, so I came out ahead on that deal. Sorry, Mimi. Wyatt Balser said I may or may not have a few comic books. I like the Ace's response of am roommate, can verify. Yeah. Chelsea Schutt, who we haven't heard from in a while, Chelsea, a friend of the show, says I have a huge collection of makeup, which Mimi then gave like 17 different versions of eyes with hearts in it. Because they both just layer it on.
Uh-huh.
That's not an insult. That's a compliment. Chelsea also says, especially lipsticks, and have like 10 to 11 wigs, give or take. Which, of course, Mimi, and they start getting in a conversation about wigs, because Mimi has, was a Mimi Koden wigs, which you can go to her Facebook page and you know, buy some. I bought a wig.
I remember that.
Oh, man.
My cousin asked what died on your head.
That Poplar Bluff.
That show was awesome. Go back and listen to the Poplar Bluff show. That was a fun time.
That was a fun show.
Ethan Craig Miles of the show says, I'm proud of my video game collections. Lindsay's pointing up at something. What?
Those are new.
The Santa,
oh, it says Santa Stop Here.
It's close to Christmas, they decorated.
Okay. Santa Claus is coming out.
I can't see the front from here. I'm sorry.
Johnny Atwood, friend of the show, who hung out with us at Poplar Bluff, says books, games on Steam sale, and to a lesser degree, Pokemon. Then replied, mostly books. Lots of books. And speaking of John Volkerding, he said, here's just one wall of my nerd room as far as video games go. NES, Genesis, Super Nintendo, N64, PS1, Dreamcast, Game Boy, GBA. Okay, it goes on and on. And he just started in the 2600. Can confirm, because he came in tonight and bought like 10 of them.
I'm real jealous of that dude's nerd room. Showed me pictures a few times. Like, he's invited us over to play Smash Brothers and like practice Smash Brothers. And it's one of those things, like, I just keep like not finding time and then forgetting about it.
Yeah.
And I feel really bad about that, because I do want to go check out his nerd room and play some Smash Brothers.
He came to the first Mario Kart tournament we had. You remember this?
Yeah.
And he got like second place or third place. And I remember meeting him there and thinking like he just kind of left after he got third place. And I remember thinking, oh, that's kind of douchey. He's like one of those nice guys that's just like fake nice. But then the more I know him, I realize he's actually just nice.
He's just a cool guy. Nice guy.
Lots of older action figures, carded Toy Biz, Marvel and DC from the early 90s, Ninja Turtles, Power Rangers, Tomy, Pokemon figures, name a few, Marvel Legends, Marvel Select, Legos. I don't have a ton of comics, but I have every issue, annual, and trade paper of Spider-Gwen. I'm missing a lot. I need to do a video of my whole room before my house burns down.
It is just Tomy, not Tomy.
Tommy. Okay, sorry.
Because they did all their old Robotech toys.
I wonder if he has that Spider-Verse, the first appearance of Spider-Gwen.
I had it. I did, and I got rid of it because I'm dumb.
I have a digital version of it. I really should have gone out and bought a physical one.
I had a physical. I hate myself.
Why'd you get rid of it?
Because I got rid of all my stuff whenever I moved to Cape.
Yeah,
to
dumb.
Get my PS4. Yeah, no, I'm stupid.
You don't get bad rid idea. Of stuff.
Again, I know, we're doing the show now. I feel dumb. Again, let me remember.
I'm in the future also.
I mean, I'll admit, I feel bad about getting rid of some of my 80s toys I got rid of in college, but Mom was saying, you're taking up too much attic space. Get rid of this.
And that was the thing about Toy Man, is like going through like just these bins of just like loose figures and like, yep, had you.
Uh-huh. Or like working at the store, Jesse, every time we see a video game come through and we're like, yeah, I had that. Yeah, I had that.
Yep.
Yeah, I had that.
Oh, man, I'd like to have that again. How much is that one?
Thrift stores that dig through the toys that, who knows, has been in how many children's mouths.
And that's the thing, like, I'm always so bummed because, like, I took so much better care of all this. Like, I played with it, like, they were used, but it, like, you could tell that I didn't smoke directly into the box.
Well, yeah, like, I found
one of
the
turtles yellow?
We were at, Teen Challenge, like, what, a month ago, and I found that original My Pretty Pony that led into what is now My Little Pony.
Yeah.
And I'm like, mine?
Also, like, we got a Muppet tin there once, didn't we?
Sesame Street.
Sesame Street.
Yep,
that was
really cool. Sesame
like,
Street
tin. I love retro stuff. That's cool, man.
I love new stuff, though, yeah.
Zach Price, used to do the show here with us, says, I collect the signs and t-shirts of Democrats who ran for president. My collection starts with Clinton and Gore in 96. That's an interesting thing to collect.
Yeah.
I've seen a lot of people do that before.
But now he has all four signs.
It's a real deep collection.
And then John Volkerding followed up. Shannon, do you have insurance for your collection? That'd be a good topic, I guess.
Yeah, we need to start cataloging stuff again.
Yeah, we don't have insurance on it because it's one of those things that you never think anything bad's going to happen.
I mean, we have enough insurance through our renters that it would cover
Mike Hornbeak, a Capital Insurance
chunk of it.
Shout out to Mike Hornbeak.
But we need to actually get it cataloged.
Yes, I agree. Because if anything happened to it, I'd be real sad.
Yeah.
Like, I always think, like, right now we're recording, right? Mm-hmm. Bob's not here at home because he's at work. And I keep thinking, okay, I left the Christmas tree plugged in. It's going to burn the damn apartment down one day. Probably. Be my luck. And there goes my collection. Anyway, Kevin Redbeard Schenkelberg, our old friend Jesse.
The powers that be.
The powers that be. Art tattoos of the sort. That's true. Kevin's mm-hmm. got a lot of art.
He's got a lot of art. Ink.
Billy Wolfert, our old friend from here at Gaming Grounds. I have a small video game collection and a collection of Doctor Who sonic screwdrivers. That's absolutely true. He brought mm-hmm. them in. Mm-hmm. And I legitimately thought they were lightsabers.
Wait, hold on. Rewind for a second. Did he say small collection?
He said small collection.
That's like me saying that I have a small collection of steelbook cases.
it's a false statement. Billy, you can't say you have a small video game collection when you said you have at least like 7 different PSPs alone. Yeah. No one has 7 versions of the PSP.
He has a PSP collection at this point.
Yeah.
He collects.
It might be literally. He said he's collecting every single PSP with the different model numbers. Because there's different versions of it, you know?
Okay. Yeah. Does he also think serial numbers or?
He's going to have so many PSPs.
He's looking for any of them that end with 4.
Because there are several different models because yeah. I mean, they released they made a so bunch many models.
But I'm talking about just the first model alone apparently has 5 or 6 different variations by serial number or whatever. And he's collecting all of them. He just got another one here the other day that didn't work, but he got it anyway because. We're going to keep the Gaming Grounds train rolling. Lonnie Chapman, who was actually came in a couple days ago and said he wished that he could have replied to this, but it was on Wednesday. And I told him, well, we didn't actually do the show on Tuesday, so you can. And he did. He said, I have a complete North American Sega Saturn collection with a spreadsheet that rates each game's case, manual, and disc on a scale of 1 to 10, as well as what I paid for each title.
That's
he does.
Cool.
He has every Sega Saturn game. I remember the entire time I've worked for him, the saga of him collecting every single one piece by piece.
And I will say, like, not to take away from that, like, it is the easiest set to collect because it's the smallest number of them, but there's still, like, that's still ridiculously impressive.
Especially with game, case, manual, disc, and everything together.
Right, yeah. Because there are more than a few, like, Saturn games that are in the hundreds of dollars for complete in box versions.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, like, Saturn.
And he's
like,
working on 64 now.
Oof.
He got that sculptor's cut of Clay Fighter that came in.
Oh, wow.
I think that's what spurned it. I think that
yeah, that's what that yeah, talked like, about the conversation.
This is a start.
Woof.
Yeah. Yeah. Good luck with that one. And lastly, Ali Abair from the show says, I didn't collect anything until about a year ago, but now I have a collection of Mopies, Groots, and Baymaxes. I also have quite a few pop vinyls. She sure does, folks.
Jesse
she
has
them all herself.
That's one thing I'm super glad that I didn't, that I just don't like the way they look are those pop vinyls. Because
oh my
that
God,
would
there's too
be
many of them. Zach
so
Price
dangerous.
Has a wall of them yeah. and hawked all of them. Recently, I believe.
Did he really?
Yeah. He's getting rid of all of them.
That's still probably the biggest swing like profit I have on a single item is my CM Punk. I have the Bret Hart one.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
that
yeah.
came out 2 weeks before he walked out of the company. And I have one.
How much is it in box?
200.
And how fast did you unbox yours?
I think I got it home and I was like, Brittany, look what I got. And then opened it. So it made it through
it's
the car ride.
Collectible.
I opened
it's,
all my
no,
stuff.
No, it's $75 out of box.
I mean, to be fair, I still have all of the boxes for all of my Sailor Moon dolls prior to 2001.
You don't keep the box on a Funko, though.
I have some. I kept my Disney ones.
She did keep the pop vinyl until we had so many that the
until about August. The only ones I kept were my Sailor Moon ones. I think your X-File ones I kept the boxes.
Yeah.
And my Disney ones. All the rest, I hacked up the boxes and I just saved the little card art picture.
That's the other thing about our collection is that we have a little bit of everything. Yeah. Like, that's what I'm really proud of. We have X-Files, Muppet stuff. I mean, if you can think of something.
Warriors.
I mean, we have just about everything a little bit of. I'm very proud of that.
All my 80s cartoons.
That's one of the things that I kind of like. That's part of the reason why I've started kind of getting into figures a little bit more now is because it's like there's so many things that I actually like really enjoy, but I don't really have anything about it except for maybe like, you know, the Batman, the comics and mm-hmm. like even Ninja Turtles. Like up until the last like 3 months, I've had almost no Ninja Turtles anything.
But you love Ninja Turtles.
But I do,
I used
and
to
it's
have
like
a ton of the toys.
So I almost mm-hmm. like there's been multiple times I'd be just at Walmart and I'd see, oh, there's like just the base of the new because the new cartoon is so good,
uh-huh.
and they're putting out so much stuff for it. Like it's like, oh, you know, it'd be cool just to have like one of each of the turtles just to have. And
yeah.
And now I'm like, I even still think even with all this Mega Bloks stuff that I have of them, like it'd be neat if I had some Ninja Turtle stuff. as I have to step over these boxes to get to my closet.
It's because they're not built yet. They're still in box. They don't count yet.
Which means you need to bring them to the store so we can build it.
Yes,
but you need somewhere to put the built figures.
In the store!
I love how... One, no, no, no. My stuff...
No!
I've seen how people... Oh, is that for sale?
No. Yeah,
yeah, everybody wants my Pikachu.
Nothing is staying here.
Power Rangers.
I also like... I'm the one that put this money in. Everybody's just like, oh, yeah, I'll build it. Of course you will.
Billy Hills will. He's excited about it.
But he'll punch you in the mouth if you don't let him.
I mean, like, if you want to build it by yourself, that's entirely fine. I'm...
We like you, though.
That's what I'm...
Just come play Lego Dimensions with us. That's what everybody can build.
Yeah, at least then someone will play it, because we have it.
Oh, I remember building
I'm so glad
that.
I missed
yeah,
that.
Yeah, Dalton built... Oh, because that was that night.
Uh-huh. That was, yeah.
Oh, that's a bad night. That
yeah.
Was talking about that. Before we get out of here, because we're 15 minutes over, I do want to mention, you said Ninja Turtles?
Mm-hmm.
That reminded me, I have a sweet Leonardo collection.
I finally got on display for you.
I specifically collect Leonardo. I have the four-figure set that we were talking about. I have that giant box
you got
set
it?
Of Leonardo.
Oh, we got that so for cool. Christmas last year.
Yeah.
It's so cool. They need to make the rest of them.
They need to make the Donatello one.
What was that
so
Hastings
good turtle.
Set that came out that was like $180? The one that Allie bought me?
The Leonardo? Oh, man. Why? Good smile. They did they did statues. You have Leonardo.
I
and
have Leonardo.
Yeah.
That's it. I just have Leonardo.
Oh, yeah. I remember that. That was a fun night.
But I have Leonardo.
I really like that statue set. Mm-hmm.
Oh, good smile did such a good job with that skull.
I just love all of them. I love that statue because it's so badass looking.
Yeah.
I really love the giant set because of just seeing the different Leonardos over time. Like, it's just one of my favorite things. But anyway, we collect. We hope you guys love collecting. We want to thank you for watching the show. We'll get a TV show eventually.
They're just staring at their phone.
They're having to look up, like, good smile, hot toys, mega blocks.
Yeah, I hope nobody knows where we live because we're going to get robbed one of these days talking about this stuff. Anyway, we're out of here. We won't be back until Sunday with Nerd Up. Jesse, what do you got on tap this week?
I mean, there are a few different things. We're gonna. I love how he does this.
Yeah.
We're gonna talk about a little bit about Moana. Do you like the spoiler free review? Because we got to see that one. We've got. Oh man, there was something else big.
There's
that
some
happened
stuff that's been happening, but I don't. Yeah. I
like.
I always wait for you to be like. Because I know I've sent. Because I know I've sent a couple things.
Asa and I's official review of Gambino's new album.
The last couple things are the No Man's Sky.
No,
did nothing wrong.
Talk a little bit about that.
And then there won't be any Spider-Man footage at the new. Oh, the X-Men roster reveal.
Ooh, yeah, that was the big thing.
That's
the
gold. Yeah. Blue and gold.
Yeah, we got to see the blue and gold roster, which
underwhelming.
Boy, I have thoughts on that.
Oh, good.
Well, oh no,
we gonna share them.
You're gonna have to wait till.
Is it gonna be an
Sunday
angry nerd show?
Yeah, you'll see.
Nerds are always angry.
No.
Yes, they
Yeah,
are. By law, we have to
today
be mad.
We've been pretty happy.
I'm mad.
Oh, okay.
I don't know if it's coming across very
I'm mad at the amount of money I've spent. Like, it's all slowly starting to sink in. Like,
You
drop $30 a week on comic books.
I mean,
books.
When I look at my active collections, how much money I have put into them, and then going back to my non-active collections.
I forgot. The whole thing that really started this for me was thinking about you two buying Pokemon cards lately.
I never
stopped.
And Dalton, you too?
Yeah.
Oh.
Exactly.
Because Dalton is
weak-willed,
and we tell him what to
Lindsay's
do.
Lindsay's been doing this for years.
Did you get to test your decks yet?
Not yet.
That actually reminds me, like, I didn't talk about my Magic card collection
or my
Pokemon card collection.
He has them. That's what's important.
Because I've just started playing the trading card game online because it's free and it's a lot of fun.
I need to get your friend info.
You're going to have to walk me how to get that.
I don't know how to either. We'll figure it out.
I've been starting doing that, and then it's one of those things where I talked about on Sunday, like watching Boogie do these unboxing of like the Elite Trainer boxes and stuff like that. And it's like, oh yeah, no, that's like, I miss like opening boosters, and plus now you get the code for the online.
Yep.
So it's like, oh, you bought a booster pack. Here's a free booster pack
for
online.
And if you buy the trainer boxes, you get the backs and the coins.
And that has
everything.
Escalated oh so quickly.
Yes,
I hear it has.
Yes, it has. I can't step around this goddamn store anymore without stepping over Pokemon boxes.
It got worse
boxes.
From what you told me. Because you commented, I've dropped a lot lately.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Later, Asa is going to be homeless.
But
he's going to have the coolest stuff.
So I should not link you to things on the Pokemon
His box
Center.
Will be awesome.
We'll talk. We'll leave it at that. Thank you guys for listening. We'll see you back on Sunday. Have a good night. Dalton, good night.
Night.